Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to building a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. So what are the celebrations for this beautiful Monday morning? National Leon Day? I don't even know what the heck that is. National Catfish Day? Okay. National Strawberry Parfait Day. That it is. The celebration for today. Moving right along, because that wasn't too exciting, was it? So let's check it out. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down a whopping 424 points as we speak. NASDAQ down 188 points. Oh, see what's going on right there in the markets. It is an ugly Monday on the markets. A lot of concerns about trade fears. We're going to continue watching that, seeing what happens with all the trade fear news. Oil up just a little bit as we speak, up 4 cents per barrel. Have seen some gas prices, though, coming down a little bit. National average to have a gallon of gasoline, $2.84.7 right now as we speak, $2.84.7. Yes, in a state of confusion, we are amongst the highest in the country, $3.67.5 per gallon right here in the state of confusion, South Carolina. They lead the country with the cheapest gas prices right now. They are at $2.49.9. Moving right along, what else do we have going on in the markets? Not a whole lot of excitement there. We will chat a little bit about the bond market. What's going on in the bond market right now? How does it affect you? That's most important in the bond market. We'll also take a little bit of a look at the news of the day. A lot of craziness out there. Sarah Sanders kicked out of a Virginia restaurant. Unbelievable. Now, here's the issue. How are we getting back to this segregation? And Mad Max, I'm almost ashamed to say Mad Max is from the same state as us here in the state of confusion, Mad Maxine Waters. I wonder what would happen if people were to start saying Mad Max can't come into our restaurant. I think that would have an effect. I wonder what they would say. That, oh no, it's racist because Mad Max, that'll be the issue, right? Unreal. But Chantel says everybody else should do it. It's okay for everyone else to experience that. And if you see anybody that works for the administration, you should create one of these battles as well. Unbelievable. What kind of leadership? I mean, those people that are in Mad Max's districts, is this really what you want to be promoting? Is that who you're looking for to be the leader of your area? I got to wonder about that. I mean, if I was in Mad Max's district, I'm not sure that I'd want to be admitting to it. She's in the 43rd district of the state of confusion. I wonder where the 43rd district is. Unbelievable, because, you know, maybe we should go over to the 43rd district. It's Englewood, Hawthorne, Gardena, Torrance, parts of Carson. I would suggest, you know, South Los Angeles. Maybe she had to worry about trying to clean up her own neighborhood before she goes on to all this other stuff. Just amazing. Mad Max back at it again. Unreal. House Republican leaders start the week the same way they started last week, by facing party-wide insurrection over an immigration bill that has been repeatedly sabotaged by the president. They've promised a vote on compromise legislation that was brokered among moderates, conservatives, GOP leaders, and the White House in hopes of crafting an immigration bill. The president last week said, hey, you know something, let's just drop it. The Democrats don't want to do anything with it anyway. Former Secretary General of NATO said Monday that he has been blocked from entering the U.S. over a visit to Iran in 2013. Javier Solana told the New York Times that his renewal application on the electronic system for travel authorization was rejected for the first time. The system allows individuals from some countries to travel to the U.S. without having to apply for a visa. Solana, a Spanish citizen, told the Times that he believed the rejection to be more bureaucratic than political. Kamala Harris isn't ruling out a 2020 White House run. And a senator from here in the state of confusion said over the weekend that she's not ruling out the possibility of a White House run in 2020. I don't know, she told MSNB Hee-Haw. I'm not ruling it out, Harris said. That right now she's focused on the 2018 midterm elections and immigration policy. Do you really believe that she's gearing with for immigration policy?
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah. Democrats have said the ICE agency should be abolished because of the role it played in apprehending illegal immigrants. So the agency that's charged with enforcing the law should be abolished, according to the Democrat Party. Interesting. DOJ delivers Russia probe documents to Congress. The Department of Justice has given additional classified documents related to the Russia investigation to the House of Republicans, some of whom said the materials are insufficient. Spokeswoman for Speaker Paul Ryan told the Associated Press that officials provided more than 1,000 documents related to the origin of the FBI's investigation into Russian meddling. Again, Mad Max in the news. God is on the side of people driving Trump officials from restaurants. Really? So God is, according to Mad Maxine Waters, promotes violence, promotes ostracizing people, promotes a non-peace, no-sleep environment. I think somebody needs to get Mad Max into a doctor right away because she's got some problems. And, you know, maybe she's going to hurt herself. I don't know, but pretty fascinating listening to what the commentary of Mad Maxine Waters and what she's professing out there in the south central part of Los Angeles. I wonder what's going to happen when somebody starts getting hurt with all this violence that they're pushing on the side of the Republican Party, on the Democrat side of the ticket. I just wonder when the first person gets hurt, where Mad Max will be saying, where's the police? The same people that she's out there saying we need to get rid of or pushing violence. And you're okay with this? But she had, 70 or 80% vote in the primaries? Amazing. Harley Davidson sees the EU tariffs adding $2,200 to the average motorcycle cost. So what are they going to do about it? They're going to take and move some of their people out of the U.S., start making some of their bikes in other areas. Interesting. Today, last day for General Electric in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Walgreens looks like they're going to be the ones, or actually not looks like, they will be the company that gets added to it. I'm going to suggest to you, just watch the markets. Generally, when a company goes into the Dow Jones Industrial Average, their stock takes a jump immediately. Why? Well, because all of the funds are going to be selling General Electric. They have to buy Walgreens to put them into their funds. Generally, we see a stock increase when that happens. So we'll see if that continues with the norms of the markets. Again, that's just the way they tend to work on the majority of the time. You never say always when you're talking about the stock market, but we can say a majority of the time. Again, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 422 points. Are you buying or are you selling today? That's the question. A lot of fear out there. I'm going to suggest people might want to be looking at buying the markets. Buy a little bit today. Watch and see what happens. If it goes down some more tomorrow, buy a little bit more tomorrow. That's what I would do if I were you, but I can't give you financial advice. I'm not licensed to do that any longer, but I can tell you just before we went on air, you know, I added a few positions to my holdings just to see what would happen with them, because you know what they're normally going to do. And we also know that the bond market, I told you last week that because of the pendant formation in the Fannie Mae 30-year bond market, that we would see a jump in or a large move in the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. Well, we saw it. Which way did it go? We'll talk about that more when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about, hey, you don't need 20% down to buy a house. Are you aware of it? So many people are still thinking they've got to have a 20% down payment. And I'm going to suggest to you, hey, you don't need 20% down. A lot of programs with zero down, USDA, VA, 3% down, 3.5% down. They're all out there. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. They're the only one that I know of that has the Fast Pass loan approval. Yes, get approved, totally underwritten and approved so that your real estate professional can make a same as cash offer. Cash offers tend to get a better price in the market. So why wouldn't you want your real estate professional to be assisting you with something along those lines, have that opportunity, have that in the tool chest just for you? So what's happening in the markets today? Well, I shared with you a little earlier, and I've been watching the markets here all morning. Dow Jones down 413 points, NASDAQ down 198, almost 200 points, S&P down almost 50 points. Holy cow. But the 30-year or the 10-year treasury, the yield is down a little bit on that, but the Fannie Mae 30-year bond is up, which means interest rates are down. So that's a little bit of good news there. So what's driving the news? That's generally the more important part, because when we look at the stock market, the Dow Jones, it's all on news that President Trump is preparing to restrict Chinese companies from investing in U.S. technology. There are three main reasons for this. Number one is to protect tech companies in the U.S. from Chinese theft, lower trade barriers set by other countries and on the U.S., and then to lower the trade deficit. Mortgage bonds, slightly higher. It's like I said, it's up 5 basis points. Not as much as you might think with stocks down so sharply. It's a busy economic news week, highlighted by housing data and the Fed's favored measure of consumption expenditures, PCE. Most recent PCE reading for April showed headline inflation at 2%, core inflation at 1.8. The May report is expected to show headline inflation to rise to 2.2% and core inflation to rise to 1.9%. We're going to see the Case-Shiller Home Price Index will be out tomorrow. Mortgage applications, durable goods, pending home sales Wednesday. Again, GDP and initial jobless claims Thursday, PCE Friday. It's going to be a busy day in the markets. New home sales, that measures signed contracts on new homes, rose 6.7% in May to a 689,000 unit annualized pace. The report shows the buyer traffic in May when rates were at least 0.5% higher than the beginning of the year. This shows that demand is still very strong and buyers of new homes were not deterred by higher interest rates. The level of sales is the highest in almost 8 months. There were negative revisions to the April report, but even with those considered, sales still up over 4% from the originally reported number. Roughly 300,000 new homes for sale at a 5.2-month supply, down from 5.4 months in the previous report. So again, remember that we need 6 months is basically a stable market. So at 5.2 going downward, that means we're still in, you know, it's still a strong seller's market. Mortgage bonds, again, haven't broken out from that flag pattern that we spoke about last week. So we might see that the bonds may continue to move upward, meaning interest rates may continue to move downward. So watch the markets. That's the difference between having a mortgage banker, mortgage professional working with you, giving you guidance and assistance, as opposed to, you know, just some of the order takers that you'll see at the big banks on the corner. Just a thought for you. Not that I have nothing against the big bankers on the corner, but I've got some friends there. So just to be cautious of that. I saw this article and I thought I would share this with you. I've got to find where it is about how to avoid becoming a victim of credit card fraud. So imagine this concept. In 2017 alone, hackers stole 14.2 million credit card numbers in data breaches, according to Experian. Experian had a lot of them themselves, with more than 1,500 breaches and 179 million data records exposed last year. There is a possibility that your information was leaked.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Sometimes all you have to do is use a credit card in a restaurant, at a gas station, or while traveling abroad to join the tens of millions of Americans who have their cards stolen annually. Important to understand how card theft works so you know how to avoid it. But even if your card is stolen, solving the scary situation may be easier than you think. So let's get started on it. I'll share the information. What is credit card fraud? It's unauthorized use of a credit card for financial gain. Credit card fraud happens at cash registers with a stolen or duplicated card and online where a physical card is not needed and it is costly. Global fraud is more than $20 billion industry. Stolen credit, debit, and prepaid card numbers are easy to use online. Even as card present transactions increase in security with the EMV security chip. Banks, card processors, and other financial companies are constantly on the hunt for fraudulent transactions and use incredibly complex systems to instantly detect fraud as it happens. But while fraud detection gets better and better, so do the methods bad guys use to avoid them. Avoiding credit card fraud, the best thing to do is avoid credit card fraud from the start. While even the savviest credit card users fall victim on occasion, there are some simple steps we can avoid, we can take to avoid the credit card fraud before it happens. Number one, go paperless. I know some of my friends that work at the post office are not going to like that, but going paperless. First step to avoiding fraud is avoiding copies of your credit card number getting printed on paper. That means going paperless from your credit card statements. Your bank's website is generally safer than the mailbox at the corner. Better for the environment. Use strong passwords. Do you use a common password, easy to guess password, or the same password on every website just because it's hard to remember them? While these scenarios are quite common, they are terrible for your data security. Every app and website should have its own unique password. Using a password manager like LastPass or Dashlane make it easy to do. I love LastPass. Shred documents. If you do get paper statements or other mail from your credit card company, don't throw it in the trash and don't throw it in the recycle bin hole. Invest in a high-quality office shredder. The one from Costco is a good choice and won't break the bank. Also, shred old cards and any other mail or paper with your personal information, then recycle it. Check for skimmers. Whenever you use a card at a gas station, ATM, or kiosk, be on the lookout for card skimmers. These are devices that allow criminals to copy card information for use later, and they fit right on top of credit card readers. Be safe online. Use your best judgment when using your credit card online. Don't click unfamiliar links and emails. Always look for HTTPS at the start of any website address when shopping online. Make sure it is a site and company you trust. Freeze your credit. So the number one thing to learn how to protect against yourself is freezing your credit. Credit card fraud detection and protection. Behind the scenes, your card issue and other companies work around the clock for credit card fraud detection. Even if your information is stolen, there's a good chance any fraudulent transactions would be detected and blocked before it goes through. Nonetheless, review your statements monthly. Maybe even weekly. We talk about it on Ron Siegel Radio all the time. Pay your credit card bills at least once or twice a month. Once a week or twice a month. I talk to you about that on a regular basis. I do mine every Wednesday. Just pay them off a round down so you leave a little, under $100 on the bill. And that way you don't have to worry so much about your balance is going too high. You're always basically in a cash environment, and it helps your scores. But at the same time, you're looking at your statement to see if there's something that does not make sense on the statement. If there's something that doesn't make sense, check it out. If you do fall victim to credit card fraud, have no fear. Your credit card protects you from any serious financial harm, even if your card number is lost or stolen. Remember, credit cards are the safest way to pay. We're going to talk more about that. When we come back, we're going to also chat about down payments. How much do you need? We'll talk about that as well. How to save money on wine. That's one of my favorite subjects. How do you save money on wine? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Nest, N-E-S-T. Yeah, it's a free app. We have it available to you from Ron Siegel Radio that gives you a text message anytime a property hits the market that meets your criteria. The Aspiring Home Buyers Profile from the National Association of Realtors found that the American public is still somewhat confused about what is required to qualify for a home mortgage loan in today's housing market. The results of the survey show that the main reason why non-homeowners do not own their own homes is because they believe they cannot afford them. Brings us to two major misconceptions that we want to address today. Down payment.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
A recent survey by Laurel Road, the national online lender and FDIC-insured bank, revealed that consumers overestimate the down payment funds needed to qualify for a home loan. According to the survey, 53% of Americans who plan to buy or have already bought a home admit to their concerns about their ability to afford a home in the current market. In addition, 46% are currently unfamiliar with alternative down payment options, and 46% of millennials do not feel confident they could currently afford a 20% down payment. What these people don't realize, however, is that there are many loans written with down payments of 3% or less. Many renters may actually be able to enter the housing market sooner than they ever imagined with new programs that have emerged allowing less cash out of pocket. Second, FICO scores. An Ipsos survey revealed that 62% of respondents believe they need excellent credit to buy a home, with 43% thinking a good credit score is over 780. In actuality, the average FICO scores for approved conventional and FHA mortgages are much lower. The average conventional loan closed in May had a credit score of 753, while FHA mortgages closed with an average score of 676. The average across all loans closed in May was 724. I posted a chart earlier that shows the distribution of FICO scores for all loans approved in May. Fascinating, 51.5% are from 700 to 749. That's FICO scores, not FACO scores, not the credit scores. These are the true FICO numbers, not the Vantage numbers. If you are a buyer who is ready and willing to act now, but you're not sure if you're able to, let's chat about it. Let's see what makes sense for you. And you know something? There's three. How about getting a free iPad? Did you hear that one? A free iPad? The Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio offering a raffle for a free iPad right now. How do you get into the raffle? There's three different entries. We're going to raffle it off, probably do it right on air, the end of July. But if you go to mbelinks.com/iPad, or text iPad to 79564, iPad to 79564, you can enter a raffle for the iPad. Now, the way you get the other two entries into the raffle is if you are serious about buying a new home in California, simply complete the loan application. They'll send you a link once you get into that, once you register. That gets you the second, once you do complete the application process, that'll get you a second entry into the raffle. Third entry is when you put all of your documentation into the custom portal that our team sets up for you. So you get three methods of getting into the drawing. mbelinks.com/iPad. MBELinks. Mary Boy Edward Links. .com/iPad. And that'll get you into the raffle for a free iPad. Do you want a free iPad? Well, it's a pretty simple way of doing it. And it's all from the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Just get in there, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get into the free iPad raffle. Again, text iPad to 79564. That'll get you into the information as well. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So before the break, we started talking about how to avoid becoming the victim of credit card fraud. We've been going through that this morning. Go back and listen to the prior segment. It'll be posted on the Ron Siegel Radio archives. It'll also be on our Facebook page. Credit cards are the safest way to pay. If someone steals your debit card number, they can drain your bank account of funds before you know what happened. While your debit card does offer some protection, it can take some time to get your money back, and you may not get the entire amount back. When your credit card number is stolen, you can call your credit card company to report the fraud or report it online, and any fraudulent transactions are removed from your bill. Most credit cards offer zero fraud liability benefits, so you never lose a buck. Just remember to pay your credit card off in full every month and avoid paying expensive credit card interest. If you do, credit cards are still the safest way to pay. So we've gone through a lot of that information there for you. I'll share with you that we did have somebody in our family that did have some fraud on their account last week. It was with through Bank of America. It was with their debit card. They don't have a credit card. And it was fairly simple and painless to get it resolved. I mean, it's a nuisance. I'm not going to snow you there. It is a bit of a nuisance to deal with it. But you know something? As opposed to carrying cash around, I would say that it was a whole lot easier to deal with it that way than dealing with the cash. So just a thought there for you. Now, I did see this article. Many of you who know me know I do enjoy a glass of wine here and there. So I saw this article, How to Save Money on Wine. Any thoughts there? You like that idea? Wine production on the decrease. The average price for a bottle of wine is going up. But there are at least six ways you can save money on wine if you're willing to change your habits. So after poor weather in Italy, France, and Spain, global wine production is down to a 60-year low, according to the International Organization of Vine and Wine. That decreased supply is driving the cost of wine up, particularly if you favor imported wine. Why favor imported wine? We've got some great wines right here in Paso Robles and Napa. Oh, well. While the obvious solution would be to drink U.S. vintages, Napa Valley production hasn't declined nearly as much as that of its international competitors. A few other ways you can save a buck on a bottle and still get your glass on. Don't be afraid to try wine from discount grocers. How about Trader Joe's? All these come into the neighborhood. Grocery outlet? How about that one? So you probably know about Two Buck Chuck and how much customers of Trader Joe's love it. Not one of my favorites. But did you know that an $8 bottle of wine from Aldi was recently named as one of the best bottles in the world? Speaking of Aldi, we're partial to the discount grocer's Winking Owl label. Haven't tried that one. Got to look at that. Don't use wine that you're not willing to drink for something you're trying to cook. Just a thought there for you. I would never want to cook with something that I don't want to. You don't want to consume it. Why would you cook with it? Other people rave about the wine at Aldi, a German discounter grocery similar to more widely known Lidl, I guess is another one of them. Aldi, Lidl, grocery outlet, Trader Joe. Walmart making a big move in cheap wine. May 2018, Walmart officially rolled out Winemaker's Selection, a lineup of 10 store brand wine sourced California, France, and Italy. Kirkland has their own brand. They claim that because of their buying power, they can make it as good as anybody's. I wish that we had Tiffany Cox or Michael Cox online with us or on the broadcast right here, because holy cow, I don't know. Part of the allure of wine is the label, the presentation. It's all of your other senses, not just what you're paying for it. I can't imagine what some of my friends would say to me or what the look might be at one of my favorite restaurants if I went in there and I put a bottle of Kirkland wine on the counter. Could you imagine that? A bottle of Kirkland wine. Now, they say that they're a great wine. I don't know. They need to come up with a different label so that people understand that, you know, it's just not the house brand. So Walmart, they're Walmart wine. So they've got a red blend, a Grenache, a Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, a Chianti, two different types of Chiantes, Sangiovese, a Grenache Rose, a Syrah, and a sparkling Rosé. That would be like Sutter Home. Each bottle around $11. They claim it drinks like a $30 to $40 bottle of wine, according to Nicole Simpson. What else would she say? She's the wine buyer for Walmart. Sales of private labels have begun in some 1,100 stores across the country. Meanwhile, on the international stage, Walmart's La Moneda Reserva Malbec recently won Platinum Best in Show at the Decanter World Wine Awards for a $6 bottle of Merlot. Shop at dollar stores for wine. Do you believe that one? While we can't vouch for the quality of the vintage, rumor has it that Dollar General has its own house brand of wine called Spring Creek. Though I've never seen it at our local dollar store, it may be lurking on the shelves of yours. $3.50 a bottle. I don't know. One reviewer called the Spring Creek brand highly drinkable. Yeah, well, they drank it through a straw, probably. Heard anecdotally that Spring Creek is pressed by Ernest and Julio Gallo Winery. Can't substantiate that part either. Meanwhile, another reviewer had this to say about the Dollar General bottle. Even my wine snob friends who have been to Napa were shocked. My family tasted wine across Italy and thought it was very good. My faves are the Merlot and the Riesling. The pink Moscato is sweet but very nice. Now, whenever you hear somebody say that the wine, the Moscato, is very nice, be careful of their wine taste. Well, how about this one? Being strategic about when you buy is another great way to save on wine. According to the popular mobile shopping app, Ibotta, try picking up your wine on Tuesday for an average savings of 6%. You can buy in bulk. It's easy to get a case discount either online or at a variety of retailers. For example, during a recent trip, Cost Plus World Market spotted the following deal. And they've got a sale on their line 39, half case, $8.29. I know Albertsons has a discount on when you buy in bulk as well. Shop at the warehouse clubs like Costco. I see some pretty nice wines on the counter at Costco as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, well, let's see about why you shouldn't cash out your 401k. Four things to know about Amazon Prime Day, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send hand you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Go on their website, sign up, get the information, get an email, usually once a week unless there's something significant that happens, and you're going to get some great information on how you can increase your credit score. That's just what we do there. So why you should not cash out your 401k when changing jobs? Two different issues here. One of them is the issue of cashing it out. The other is the issue of transferring it. The average worker no longer spends a lifetime with a single employer. That raises a dilemma when you do leave a job. What to do with your 401k? Unfortunately, the Wall Street Journal reports that somewhere between 30 and 40% of the people decide to cash out their savings and turn it into mad money to be spent any way they see fit. That's bad for a whole host of reasons, some obvious and some not so obvious. So obviously, here's a couple of them. Why cashing out your 401k is really bad. Tempted to spend your retirement savings down when you leave a job instead of rolling it over to your new employer's plan or to your own plan. Or tomorrow you can listen, and we'll be chatting a bit tomorrow about our friend Karen Hall. You direct IRA services. The obvious reason you shouldn't cash out, many people have taken to raiding their retirement savings as they hop around from job to job without fully understanding the repercussions. If you do choose to cash out your 401k, you'll typically get hit with income taxes and a 10% penalty. Ow! That can be what amounts to an effective 40% of your money when all is said and done. For example, if you take a 401k with $10,000 in it and cash it out, you get a tax and penalty bill for a combined 20% up front. Then when you file your tax return the following year, you get hit with another 20% or so in taxes and penalties. That means your $10,000 becomes more like $6,000 and you have zero saved for retirement. Want a better strategy? Leave it with the old employer's plan or roll it over into either a self-directed IRA or into an IRA rollover or into your new employer's plan. But note this, if you want to roll it into the new employer's plan, there's a right way and a wrong way to roll over your 401k. The right way is to do what's called a trustee-to-trustee transfer when you move the money. Trustee-to-trustee transfer means the money goes from your current plan administrator to your new plan administrator and never enters your hands. You almost never want to receive a check for it yourself, even if you go ahead and deposit it in a new retirement account, unless you want to risk being eaten alive by taxes and penalties. So there are always exceptions to the rule. Here's when it's okay to cash out your 401k. When might you legitimately consider cashing out your 401k? Only if you're absolutely exhausted every other resource and can't put a roof over your head or food on your family's table. For example, you might meet this criteria during a period of extended unemployment. However, given the low unemployment rate right now, it's highly unlikely you'll spend much time without a job and no means to support yourself or your family. You might have to take a different job than what you expected, but there are plenty of jobs out there. Meanwhile, there are some circumstances where you can withdraw retirement money and pay only tax with no penalty. For IRA holders, these circumstances include buying a home as a first-time home buyer, paying educational expenses for immediate family, and some select instances involving unreimbursed medical expenses and health insurance. When it comes to your 401k, you can make a penalty-free early withdrawal in two circumstances. If you turn 55 or older the same year that you leave your company and for some unreimbursed medical expenses. The problem is these circumstances are little understood by the average person and all too often disregarded, so be sure to consult with a tax professional before making any decision. Opportunity cost, the not-so-obvious reason to not cash out your 401k. A penny saved, penny earned, right? Not if you cashed out all your pennies and they have no time horizon to grow into larger amounts of money. Perhaps the biggest danger to cashing out your 401k is opportunity cost. Simply put, if you spend that money, it won't be there to grow over the next 10, 25, 50 years. You're missing out a lot of opportunity to build real long-term wealth. So there's some charts I can share with you if you want. Give me a holler at 800-306-1990. Be happy to get you the information on this. And that is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at creditsanitizer.com. We didn't get to the things to know about Amazon Prime Day. We'll try and do that one tomorrow. Because right now I have to ask you, as I do every day, to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.